Hello and welcome everybody again to my Tuesday conference call, where every Tuesday I show you how to move more freight, move it more efficiently, move it in a better way, move it in a productive way, however you want to describe it. I've been an entrepreneur now for over 25 years, and freight is one of the most lucrative professions I have ever been in. The thing is, you have to do it correctly. And that's really the topic of my talk today. The topic of my talk today is avoid these six common and costly shipping mistakes. Avoid these six common and costly shipping mistakes. And what I'm going to do is, first of all, direct you to the attachments down on the bottom of the email announcements that I sent out. Obviously, one of the first things you'll see there is our agent leaderboard. Go ahead and take a look at that. Make it your priority to have your name show up on our leaderboard for next month if you don't see it there already. When you follow my system, when you follow my guidelines, you'll end up on there as so many of those have done. So make that your goal. All right, moving on. Go ahead and open up that first attachment that I sent you. Open up that first attachment that I send you. You'll see on the top the title is Avoid the Six Common and Costly Shipping Mistakes. Now, as a successful entrepreneur for over 25 years, there's one thing that I've done in that time frame, and that is I have made a ton of mistakes. I mean, really, I've made a ton of mistakes. And when you're going to be successful in any profession, the only way how you're going to move forward is make mistakes. That's just the way it is. Now, my topic today, avoid these six common and costly shipping mistakes. I'm doing this because I've made these mistakes already. And here's the thing. You're going to move freight, and as you move freight, you're going to make these mistakes. It's just guaranteed. But don't flip out. Don't start pulling your hair out. Remember, it's only a mistake. However, you have to make mistakes to learn. You have to make mistakes to move forward. That's the way it is. However, if you want to move forward more quickly, then do your best to avoid these six common and costly shipping mistakes. Let me read on here. Even successful freight sales agents can easily make mistakes in their domestic shipping processes. Every year, mistakes in every type of shipping process costs freight sales agents and their customers, believe it or not, which in turn add up to multi-millions in lost dollars. Now, international and domestic shipping mistakes alike can cause goods not to be where they're headed and also when they must be there. So, what happens? Well, in the process, millions of dollars are lost by freight sales agents and their shipping customers alike in fees and delays every year because of these six avoidable shipping blunders that we are going to talk about. So, what are they? Well, here are six common and costly shipping mistakes that you can avoid. And why is that? Because I'm going to tell you about them right now. The first mistake is not double checking the shipping information and the documents involved with each load that you're moving. Let me say that again. Not double checking the shipping information and the documents that are involved with the load that you're moving. So simple and basic, however, you'd be surprised at how often freight agents and their customers lose money because they don't double-check the shipping information or the accompanying documents they're providing within the shipping network. So this can extend from the freight agent themselves to the carrier dispatcher, to the truck driver, to the pickup location, to the delivery location. This could take place anywhere in the process. That's why as a middleman, a freight agent, you have to be on top of all of this stuff, especially the shipping documents. Mistakes in load information and the actual shipping paperwork can cause big delays and big dollars. Double check that packing lists, commercial invoices, and original bills of lading are correctly and completely filled out in a timely fashion will diminish these mistakes. So first one is not double checking the shipping information and the documents. The second most common mistake made in our profession is mistiming a sensitive shipment. Number two mistake is mistiming a sensitive shipment. Timing is typically everything, and it's extremely important in shipping your customers' freight as well. Properly timing a time-sensitive shipment can be tricky for the inexperienced, especially for a beginner. And mistiming a shipment is a common shipping mistake, especially for first-time freight sales agents when the transit time is crucial. Perhaps you've covered a load that must pick up now. You get a quote and find out the transit time alone is longer than your customer wishes to wait for it. A serious problem may arise if you promise the goods sooner than expected. One second. A common situation that new shippers find themselves in is receiving a freight rate quote and thinking the quote is good forever, only to find out that it's been expired. Freight quotes only last a certain amount of time, folks. When it comes to timing the shipping of your loads, the timeline for loading and transit time and receiving time cutoffs are among things that must be considered. So, as a general rule, freight rate pricing quotes are only good for several days for domestic shipments, so lock down your rates several days or on the day that you ship. Or ask your carrier, hey, how long is this good for? A day, couple days, a week? Ask them, how long is this good for? The third most common mistake that we make is choosing the wrong shipping method. Freight sales agents must choose the correct shipping method per their customer's requirements. Now, that should be pretty easy. If the customer sends you a freight list and they say, these are reefer loads, well, you better post reefer when you post the load on the LDI freight load board. That's pretty simple. But as you'll see, some don't. The three common forms of shipping most forms of commodities is by flatbed, reefer, or dry van trailers, especially when we start off as freight sales agents. Those are the three main loads that you focus on. All of these trailers can travel over the road or by railroad. However, as a general guideline, over the road tends to be more expensive than rail shipping, but it's much faster. These are just general guidelines that I'm giving you right now. So consider the time element of your shipments. If shipments must be delivered more quickly, an over-the-road trailer is the best shipping method for you. With larger shipments that are not time-sensitive, shipping by rail is your best choice, provided your customer agrees with it. Just be aware, with LDI, your commissions on rail are nowhere near what you earn for regular over-the-road shipments. Why? I don't know. That's why I don't really tell you a lot about rail shipping. But if you've got a load that's got to go and your customer is not not worried about when it gets there, and you get a good rate from a rail shipper, then I advise you use it just so you provide the service for your customer. So let's talk about number four. What's the fourth most common mistake that we make as freight sales agents? And that is not getting the correct cargo insurance. Shipping happens, and sometimes shipping happens to go wrong, and you'll obviously see this as you move more loads. Failing to properly insure your cargo could be very costly in the case that something goes wrong during the transporting of it. Among the dangers of shipping are cargo among the dangers of shipping, our cargo gets wet or rained on, truck and trailer wrecks, loads are held hostage, goods are stolen or damaged in transit. So, to make it safer, and I typically don't agree with this, by having your goods professionally packed or in shipping trailers when the cargo is of a special variety. I don't necessarily agree with that. However, if you've got a customer that's willing to pay for it, by all means, use it. Okay? This would typically be for a more specialized type of haul, like, you know, something that's very valuable or it's got to be packed in a certain way. Although it's an added cost, without professionally packed cargo, the odds of damage to your goods dramatically increases. And this is positive when your goods don't qualify for cargo insurance. However, my advice is that every single time we ship a load, we have to have that cargo insured. LDI will not allow us to ship a load unless it is insured, because they're the ones that are taking the risk on it. However, typically, they will check to make sure that we have the proper cargo insurance. So basically, this make is more of a general mistake overall throughout the industry. Let's talk about number five. Number five is choosing the carrier with the cheapest rate. There are some pluses of choosing a carrier with the cheapest rate. We typically, on our first several loads, just getting started, we have a tendency to choose the carrier with the cheapest rate just to get our foot in the door of our prospect or customer. But this is the most common mistake in any form of shipping. When most shippers look for a freight forwarder, shipping company, or freight broker, they often choose based on who gives the cheapest freight rate quote. That's typical for 80, 90% of customers out there. They're typically looking for the cheapest rate. And often the cheapest freight rates come from inexperienced freight forwarders or shipping companies, trucking companies, and are accompanied sometimes by hidden fees. But typically it's because carriers are just getting into the business too. They have to find a load to keep themselves as an owner-operator or their drivers moving. Obviously, ask anyone if price is important, but service and experience are much more important factors to consider when choosing a freight forwarder or a shipping company. However, that only applies to about 20% of the shippers out there. As I said earlier, most of them just want the cheapest rate. Now, unfortunately, when they get that cheapest rate, they're expecting the most outstanding service that there is out there. And sometimes you just have to let them know, hey, my truck is on its way. You know, fill them in and of the little glitches that you're taking if you're utilizing a carrier that you're not familiar with and they happen to take your cheap rate that you quoted them. A shipping company that doesn't have the experience and know-how to handle complications that may arise in and through the shipping process could cause costly detention delays, other fees, and potential lost cargo that often far outweigh the difference in freight rates that your customer pays you. So those are the first five. I've reserved the most important one for the last, and that is number six. One of the biggest mistakes that most freight agents make is they stop building their contact list. They stop building their contact list. Folks, there is a reason why I continue to stress this. But let me explain here. Here's your surefire mistake that leads to failure in this profession. Now, there's several here, but let me just tell you what they are. If you're going to make a surefire mistake that's going to lead to failure, then don't obtain any new contacts, emails, or phone numbers on a daily basis. Don't build your contact list. Only send emails rather than use the phone if you do make any contact at all. Actually believe that your customers and prospects will stay loyal and always work with you. Boy, big mistakes, guys. Only service the current customers that you have. Coast and rest on what you have. when you produce this way, here's what you'll eventually get. Biggest mistake, you're going to get fewer zero loads moving, you're going to have no growth in your sales, you're going to have unpaid bills sitting on your desk. It's that simple. So the biggest mistake that most agents, experienced ones too, but mostly beginners, because once they get going, they get a load or two under their belt, they think, oh boy, this is going great, and then they stop building their contact list. Biggest mistake you can ever make in this profession. Now, I'm going to dwell on this topic for a little bit here, guys, as we move on to our next attachment. Again, those are the six most common mistakes. The biggest mistake that everybody makes is they stop building their contact list. So let's move on to the next attachment that I've sent you here, attachment number three. I've gone over this many times. I stress it over and over again, but here basically is your recipe for success as a freight sales agent. Here's your recipe for success. Your customers will eventually leave you. That is a guarantee. Will they leave you today, tomorrow? I don't know. Every customer is different. But knowing this below is your description on how to succeed. So my minimum recipe for success is every day obtain 3 new emails and phone numbers. Again, every day, or when you add them up, 15 new contacts per week. So 3 new emails or contacts a day, 15 a week. You're going to add those to your contact list. You're going to communicate with your list. Again, at the minimum, email, the weekly email that I send out. And you're going to call 10 of them a day. Again, just call. What are you moving today? Are you moving any freight today? Again, this is the minimum. What's going to happen? You will get more loads moving. You're going to get loads moving when you follow this recipe for success. It's that simple. That is your basic minimum recipe for success. Now, moving on, let's go ahead and open our next attachment. And I just went over this in not as good a detail on the sixth mistake. However, hold on, folks. On the flip side, opening up that fourth attachment, same point. Your customers will eventually leave you. I'm going to repeat this, guaranteed. Knowing this below is a description of why you will fail as a freight sales agent. Here's why you will fail. Or if you want to follow a recipe for success to fail in this profession, here's what you do. Real simple. Don't obtain new emails or new customers regularly. That's the first thing. Stop making contact with the marketplace. Stop bringing in new customers. Next thing is don't build your contact list. Well, if you're not bringing in new contacts or customers, obviously your contact list won't be built. It won't be increased. Add on top of that, coast or rest on your laurels. Service your current customers. Just speak to whoever you have. Believe that those customers will remain loyal. Don't call your remaining contact list or send emails. I mean, again, at the minimum, that email that I send you every Monday morning. What's going to happen? You're going to have few or no loads moving. You won't have any growth. You're going to have unpaid bills. It's that simple. So if your goal as a freight sales agent is to follow a recipe for failure, here it is. Right here. Just follow this recipe. Guaranteed you will fail. Okay, so pretty straightforward. I provided you with a recipe for success. I've provided you with a recipe for failure. You have the choice on which one you're going to follow. You follow the one, this is going to happen, you follow the other, that's going to happen. Either way, either one you follow, that's going to, you're going to end up with the results of the guidelines that I've placed there. Okay, let's go ahead and move on. Open up that fifth attachment. Open up that fifth attachment. And really, this is more motivation than anything. Actually, it is motivation because as a beginning freight agent, as a freight agent that's just getting started, there's got to be so many times where you're wondering, oh, am I doing the right things here? Am I making mistakes? Well, whether you're making mistakes or not, here's what you do. Don't ever throw in the towel. Just don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. In fact, use it to wipe the sweat off your face because here's the hard fact. This profession is hard work. It's that simple. You've got to wake up every morning. You've got to set your goals. You've got to take action in achieving those. And here's what's going to happen. You're going to perform hard work, but it's going to get easier as time goes on. However, in the beginning, don't throw in the towel. In fact, use it to wipe the sweat off your face. That's the biggest advice I can give you this week. Don't throw in the towel. In fact, use it to wipe the sweat off your face. Let's move on to the next attachment. Moving on to the next attachment, one of the best forms of becoming successful is being on a team. Typically, when you join a freight broker, the freight broker basically gives you a phone, they give you a computer, they give you a list of potential freight companies, and they tell you to start calling. It's really totally up to you. You're not given any guidelines. You're not given any direction. You may, but very rarely will you find a conference call like this. So you are on a team. That is one of the best forms of activity that you can be on. And here's what team stands for. Again, opening up that next attachment, it stands for together. Everyone achieves more. Just think of the questions that I asked earlier to some of my freight agents that are witnessing success. See, by you hearing those success stories, that gives you the idea that, first of all, you can be a success yourself. And, gee, they're actually telling me how they became successful. Oh, really? All I have to do is do what they're telling me to do. See, that is a team aspect. That's one of the great things of being on a team. You can ask questions, you can share your wins. That's one of the best things about being on this team. So, team, together everyone achieves more. So when you come to these calls on a weekly basis, have your questions ready, have your success or your challenges ready, but throw them out there. We want to hear them. Because when we hear these questions, these challenges, we learn, and in the process, we even make less mistakes. So, team, together everyone achieves more. Thank you for getting on the call today. Let's open that last one. This last one is biblical. I've added this one in here today, coming straight out of Proverbs, right from the Bible. If your desire is to be successful, the best thing that you can do, if you're having a challenge, if you're making mistakes, get on your knees and give it to the Lord. Because the Lord, the creator of this earth, knows everything about everything. And basically what this proverb says, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, is trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understandings. Lean not on the lies that are going on in your head, because that's what happens when you don't trust in the Lord. You're left to yourself, even when you're not on a team. You're basically all alone. So trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understandings. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. He will direct your paths. So when you're having a struggle, get on your knees, throw it up to the Lord, toss it up to the Lord. Lord, I'm struggling in this area. I require an answer. I don't know how he'll answer you, but he will answer you. Believe it. So, one more time, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Give it to him. Lean not on your own understandings. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. That is the best advice I could give to anyone today that's listening in on this call. Okay, great topic today, ways how to overcome common and costly shipping mistakes. If any of you have any questions involving our topic today, you can call me. I can be reached at 626-309-9141. Don't be shy. Just give me a call. I'll be happy to answer any of those questions that you have. Any of you folks that are on the call today, you are a member. Bear with me. You are already a member of our freight agent and our freight agent office, and you have a question about our freight system that we utilize, the LDI freight system. Call the same number, 626-309-9141. Maria, my wife, will be the person to ask on those. Anybody having a desire to become a top-producing freight sales agent with our office, call me at the same number, 626-309-9141. And also, if you have any desire to hear a recording of this call today, then go to my website, Ted Keys Online, hit the podcast link, and you can hear a number of those recordings, or past recordings, I should say. Thank you for getting on the call today, folks. It's been a pleasure having you. Take care. God bless you all. I will listen and hear you on the next call on next Tuesday. Take care, and God bless.